Kelim Tamei Masrosim. That when the Goyim used to make the royal, used to put it into the Kelim, that was Tamei. And Zalosva means the Plito, what was absorbed in the Kli, comes out now into the oil. So the Havamina was, the oil is Tamei. Samara says, Oto Kuli Yalma Osli Taris. Ninu. So what? So what if the oil is Tamei? Does all Jews eat everything but Tyra? So they'll know, Tirid only when they're eating things that are Tamei. Only a kohen has to be makpid on Tyra, not a regular Jew.
Why was it Tamei? They
weren't makpid shrotzim, touched the things. They cooked up shrotzim there. They cooked shrotzim. So most of that, Tumah wouldn't bother us. And rather, Shmuel meant to say, Zilfosum shakelim asurin oisrosim. Means when the goyim used to make the royal, they used to use the same pot that they cooked up pig yesterday.
Yeah.
So therefore, there's tam isur in the pots. And now when the goyim make their oil, the tam of the yisur comes into the oil. That's why the Chum first made Xer on the oil. We'll soon see Rebbe was matter the oil. Meaning in a case where we know the oil is kosher, we know they do not use trefa pots, the mice then will not use oil made by the goyim. Omalei Shmuel Rav. So Shmuel said to Rav, Bishleim l'vidi, according to me it's very good, I mean that I say, Zilifosan shakelim asurin, Oisrosan, that the reason why the Chamin made Xer upon the oil was because the Goyim used to make it in their pots, in their trefa pots. Says so, Haino, this I understand why, the Chiyosir of Yitzloy Bar Shmuel, Bar Maso, the Omer, and he said like this, that Dorish Rebbe Simloy bin Etzivin, that Rebbe Simloy made a drush in the place that's even, that Shemin, the halacha that Shemin was once upon a time also, that Rabbi Yehuda Beis Dina Nimnu Olavitiru, that Rabbi Yehuda and his Beis Din came now and made a new Gzerah, or abolished the old Gzerah, and said now it's mutter, Jews are allowed to buy kosher oil from the Goyim. Why? What's the reason? How come he took away the Gzerah? Because Kesav Rabbi Yehuda holds that Nois Tintam Lefgam Mutter. What are we afraid about? That they're using the pot they once cooked. So Mustamba, they don't cook the same day. Must probably wait till the next day to cook oil. So it comes out the pot is ain't been a yom, it's a day old already, and we hold any time that's inside the pot after one day becomes lepgam. It tastes bad. Therefore, when the time now comes out of the pot into the oil, it's a time lepgam. It's ruining the oil. And therefore, midiraisa, that's mutter. It's a chumra midrabonin not to use the pot that's ain't been a yom. Midrabonin, you're not supposed to use the pot until you kasha the pot, true. But lo yitzuya, if you did use it, let's say by mistake you used a fleshadika pot that's a day old already, and you cooked up some milk, lamaisa, the milk is mutter to drink, you're allowed to use it. Because the kam that came out is lefkam. The pot you have to kasha, but the food itself is mutter. Therefore, the oil itself is mutter. So you understand why he took away the gzera of oil. Because we hold now, nois tam lefkam is mutter.
But it would be right away as well.
Ela rather according to you, because they don't make the gzera. So therefore, if you know it's kosher, it's okay. Ela lididach, according to you, Rav, the Yarmah that you're telling me, that the Neil Gazer Olav, the Neil made the gzera of Shemen. If so, the Neil Gazer, the Neil made the gzera way before. So how could it be, the Osir of Yehuda and Hanosi Mavatalei, how could it be Mavatalei's gzera? Av Yotnan, we learned that ain bezdin yochol avato divrei bezdin chaveroi elim ken gadol emenu b'chokhmah b'minyan. You cannot abolish something that an earlier bezdin made unless you are smarter than them and you have more tamidim, you have more people than they had, and we're not smarter than Daniel. So Rav said, listen, simloyu ludoi kamrit. Who's the one that told you this statement that Reb Yehuda was mevatel the gzera? It was Reb Simloi. So I tell you, Shani Ludoi, this place Ludoi is different than Mizalzlu. Then Mizalzlu anyway immediately the Rabbanim. Because Rav meant to say you can't trust him. He's anyway only being Mizalzlu, being lenient. But maybe really there's no heter. So Omalei Shmuel said back to him, Ashalachlei, should I go send for Reb Simloi, like you're making fun of Reb Simloi, I'll send him, and we'll see what he has to say. Sichsif, ichsif, so Rav got a little bit embarrassed. So Rav said like this, Im heim loy darshu, you have a question upon me, that I'm saying, Daniel made Xero, if you don't want to darshan it, anan loy dashinan, let us make the drosha, like let's see the chur I'm right, I'll bring you proof that Daniel was the one that made Xero. Rav says the pasuk in the Neil, Vayosem the Neil Alibah, he put upon his heart, Arshallah Yisgal, Vipas Bag HaMelech, Uviyayin Mishtov, that he put upon his heart now not to eat the bread of the king, and not to drink by the king, not to drink from the Goyim. It says Lashon Uviyayin Mishtov, the drink of the wine. So it says Lashon Mishtov, Vishtei Mishtov, it's a custom of that, it's talking about two different type of drinks. There are two type of drinks that the Neil stayed away from the Goyim. Echad Mishtov Yayin, one he stayed away from there, from the Yayin Nesach, even the Stam Yenim, the Echad Mishtov Shemen, and the second type of drink was wine, that oil, that the Neil stayed away from Shemen. So for this Rav's proof, that you see from the Psukim, that the Neil did make Gzerah. At least there was a Gzerah at the Neil's times, not to use Shemen from the Goyim. So Mara said like this, Rav Saba, when Rav learned this Pasuk in the Neil, Rav held that all Al Libites Shom, or the Chol Yisrael Hira, that he put it upon his heart, and he taka paskin, he made Gzerah for the whole Chol Yisrael, not to use oil made by Goyim. Shmuel Savano, Ali Boy Shum, true, he thought about it in his heart not to use it. Like he had Svekis, maybe it's Treif, maybe they've got it from Treif or Kalim. But Ulachol Yisrael Hira, but Shmuel holds, the Neil did not make this Gzerah. He did not teach it to Klai Yisrael that Shemin is awesome. Now the Gemara says, is it true? The Shemin, the Neil Gazar, is it true that Shemin, does Rav really hold that the Neil made Gzerah? V'oma Boli, that Boli said, it was said over and over in a place, V'oma Boli, that Avimoy Nusoi, this person Avimoy Nusoi, Mishmei, the Rav, the name of Rav, said like this, Piton Ushmonon Yenon Ubenoiseyem Kuloi Mishmoy Noisadover, that the Gzerah not to eat bread made from a goy, or not to eat oil, or not to eat wine of a goy, or else not to, we'll soon see with their daughters, not to marry their daughters, that's all b'chlal the 18 gzeris that was brought down in Masechta Shabbos, that Tamid Beisil and Beishamim made up. If so, you see, it's not from Daniel. It was first made later in times of Beisil and Beishamai. The Chitayim, maybe you tell me, also Daniel Gozar. True, Daniel made the gzeris first, not to use Shemin. But V'loi Kibel, Klal Yisrael did not accept it at that time. The also Tamid Hill of Beishamai, the Gozar the Kibel. Maybe later on, in the times of Beisil and Beishamai, by the Yutches Dvarim, the 18 special gzeris, then Klai Yisrael did accept it. So Mar says, Imkain, if so, Maya Sadusa the Rav. If that's the Pshasa, so what do we need Rav for? What does Rav have to tell us? Daniel made the Gzera if Klai Yisrael was not Mekabalit. It's not called the Gzera. It's still not like Rav is saying. Ella rather, it's like this. Daniel Gozarola Beer. Rav holds that Daniel first made the Gzera in the city. In the city itself, you cannot buy oil from the Goyim. The Yosu Inu, later, Basil Beshan made Xerah, the Gozer, Afilu Basada. They made Xerah, even in the fields, you cannot use oil from the Goyim.
How can you make a Gra?
If this is the Pshat that really in the Yutches Dvorim, there was the Xerah of oil, so it's a Kasha and a Yehuda Nossi. How could he come and abolish that Xerah? Yutnan, we learned that ein bezdin yochol avatel divrei bezdin chaveroi elim kem god the men of the chokmah v'minyan, and he wasn't greater than Beisil Meshamai. It was a tremendous, it was a very big yeshiva, Beisil Meshamai. Second, if Yehuda Nossi b'vatel the gzera. V'yoyt, secondly, homa rabba bar b'achor om Rav Yechanan b'achol yechodom levatel, by most gzeris, if the second bezdin is greater, they could be mavato the first bezdin. Loyokolavato bezdin divrei bezdin chaveroi. For chutz excluding mishmei noisadavor, these special 18 zeris shafilu yovi elio. Even if Eliyahu another would come, ubezdinoi ein shenim loy, we don't listen to him. There's these yutches dvarim that were gods of Esilu Beshamai, we cannot take away. So if Shemin was Bechlal that Gezerah, how could Rav Yehuda Nasi abolish the Gezerah? So it can't be. So Mar says, Omer Rav Mishar Shia, my time, what's the reason? What's the reason that Yehuda was able to mevatel it? Hoyel uposhat is, no, it's like this. Omer Rav Mishar Shia, my time, what's the reason why by regular Gezerah, even the Yutches Dvarim, once they made the Gezerah, nobody could take it away? That's only Hoyel uposhat Yisur Abroi Yisrael. Because when the Klai Yisrael accepted the Gezerah, most of the Jews accepted and listened to the Gezerah. That we had before, the first year they make Gezerah, they don't say the reason. They have to wait and see and hope that the Klai Yisrael will accept the Gezerah. So if they accepted that soul, the Gezerah, then you can't take it away. But over here, Shemen, Leiposhet Yisurah B'Rei Yisrael, Shemen was not accepted by Klai Yisrael. They didn't accept this Gezerah. That's why it's able, that's why Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was able to abolish it. Tiyoma Rabbi Shmuel Baraba, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Yoshua Rabbi Seinu Ubotku al Shemen, the Chaman went out to check out this Gezerah of Shemen, Shalai Poshat Yisroel B'Rei Yisrael. They saw that the majority of the Jews did not accept it. Why? V'samchu Rabbi Seinu Adibur Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, V'adibur Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Tzadik, Shayoim, they both said, that ein goizrim gzeira la tzibur elim kem roiv tziv yecholim lamed bo, that the Chum do not put a gzeira upon the tzibur unless they can withstand it. So what do you mean they can withstand it? We have to see this first year what happens. If they listen to it, that means they can withstand it, okay. But if they do not listen to it the first year, that means it's too hard for them. So gzeira is too hard, the Chum mitchila never put it upon us. It's not the pshat like we're taking it away. That they come and make gzeira, and they wait and see whether it's too hard for us or not. So if the year goes by and we listen to it, that's a proof it's not too hard. But if we do not listen to it, that's a proof it's too hard. Say, of course, Shemen was too hard for Klai Yisrael. Klai says they couldn't make their own oil. The only oil they could find was oil made by the Goyim. So it's very hard to listen to the gzeira. Therefore, the gzeira was on the spashet. Therefore, Yehuda was mevatel the gzeira. But about only if you know is kosher oil. Right. The Yomer of Adar Barava, Micro, where's the plus that says, B'me'era, when the curse, Atem, Norim, Yemil, of the curse, V'yoysi, Atem, Koivim, you have complaints against me,